Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party,
the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Those who divide us will destroy us. The enemies within are greater than the enemies on the outside. We have a president, and he's the only man working in Washington. And it's time that everybody came together and supported the leader of the free world. So we're dedicating our show today to President Donald J. Trump. I have never seen so many enemies come to the forefront and to destroy this man's presidency and anybody who supports him. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. Never give up your guns. Never let anybody touch the sacred a second amen. I opened with the battle hymn of the Republic. It was the second choice for a national anthem. Sometimes I wish it would have been the first choice, because it includes God in the picture. And this country has been blessed by God Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. One nation under God, put in there by the greatest generation who saved us from slavery in 1941. And we had a generation that abolished slavery in 1865. 350,000 Americans died so that slaves could be free forever. And now we have a Communist Party coming to the forefront, exposing themselves as who they really are, and they're trying to bring slavery back. And take a break for another tune. Currently, the Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party, the last real Democrat was Harry Truman. They're assailing Laura Ingraham under the direction of a communist school kid who was given ultimate power by the party to destroy America. Yeah, what's his name? I forget, Grop or something. But yeah, I think his mother works for CNN and his father is an FBI agent. Or KGB, I can't remember. So he called for a boycott of Laura Ingraham because she made fun of him. And you can't make fun of communists. They don't like it. You can't tell Stalin jokes in school. Or Schumer jokes. Yeah, same thing. But anyway, the party of death. You know that the Democrat Party is the Party de la Muerte. Vamos, amigos. Vamos, le Party de la Muerte. Get out of that party of death. And it's not for you. You are Cristo Rey people. Viva Cristo Rey. Viva el Trumpo. Yeah. Get out of that party of death. Do you know every day they sacrifice 3,000 babies to the god of communism? Yeah. Oscar from Hollywood. The god Oscar. The golden calf people, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he discovered Hollywoodians worshiping a golden calf. So he threw them out of camp. And they went to Hollywood and they melted down the golden calf. And now they give out statues, false idol statues of a bald-headed guy with no bippy. And they called the god Oscar. And for Oscar, they do anything. They will denounce their country. They will betray their country. You have guys who play heroes who are not heroes, like Robert De Niro, who wants to beat up our president, El Tough Guy. Yeah, unbelievable. Hollywood was communist a long time ago. And they made movies about their enemy, Joe McCarthy. But Joe McCarthy never went after Hollywood. Hollywood went after Joe McCarthy for the Communist Party. Joe McCarthy went after military, senators, congressmen, and media. And it turns out that he was right. I often joke and say he just had the wrong list. There are 70 congressmen and one senator who are members of the Socialist Party of America. They even hold positions of authority in that party, that communist front group. And they are destroying the country. And all they will do is picket scabs and promote a division. And they have their stooges and they have their stunts. The stunt currently in action is the caravan of invading illegal invaders. They call them immigrants. Nothing about an immigrant with no papers. He comes over the fence, he's an invader. She's an invader. And they use the little children as their touchy and feely emblems. Look at this little child, has no mother, no father, and we got to flip him over the wall. But you know what? They voted to kill 3,000 American babies a day, and they call it settled law. Hitler called it the final solution. Let's take a break. We go back to dedicating a tune to Laura Ingraham, who they're trying to depose. And 14 advertisers have pulled their support from Laura Ingraham. And one of them is Jenny Craig. So I just put up a blog, and it says, I lost 130 pounds on Comrade Craig, and it's a picture of a skeleton. Hang in there. We'll have some laughs, and we'll pay a tribute to the real America, not the one that porno would want you to think about. After midnight, go to any network. You will see crimes against women advertised, endorsed. That's all you'll see is women running around in nightgowns with knife wounds in their chest. And that's Hollywood, and that's Pornowood, and that is the takedown of America. And we got to put an end to it. The colleges are rampantly run by communists. And they're now working their way down into grammar schools. God help us. Laura Ingraham is a great lady. She wears a cross all the time. It's a cross that her mother gave her. You can't accuse her of being homophobic because she loves her brother, and she will tell you that her brother is homosexual, who she loves. You can't accuse her of being a racist because she's adopted kids of color and given them a home. But because she is Christ-like, the communists want to destroy her before she gets up and running. And she may run for the governor of Virginia. And I hope she does. And we'll bring the cross back to Virginia. So I dedicate this next tune to... I heard Laura on the radio for the first time years ago. And it was during the Iraq War. And she was reading a letter from a chaplain who was over there amidst the hell that was taking place. And she couldn't finish the letter. She broke down and she cried. She is a good woman. And good women have no place in the Democrat Party. And they will make sure that no good woman ever gets kudos. Especially mothers with children. They hate mothers with children. The only time they have a baby is to get votes. And then they only have one. Sorry, pals, the truth hurts, and we're fighting communism, and we got to learn to replace the word liberal with the word communist, because that's who we're fighting. And their stunts are communist stunts right out of the Leventi Beria playbook. Wake up, America. You're being had. There's a coup d'etat that's been going on for 8 years. Francis Fox Piven said, under the radar, Obama has planted key people. She calls them good people, but there's no good about them. They're all communists. And look at our FBI. It now is rated 2 degrees below the Mexican police. And the Department of Justice is a joke. And we're in trouble. And the only thing the communists want is the power back. And our planes are crashing because of sequestration. 8 years of starving military hardware from updating. And I just see that I know that Obama sent people into Israel to help defeat Bibi Netanyahu. That's almost common knowledge if you Google it. But I didn't know that he gave money to Soros to take over the government of Albania. So you're fighting communist folks all the way. I'm dedicating this song now to Laura. God hadn't sent Trump to save the Union, we'd all be wearing hammer and sickle armbands today. It is really sad, absolutely sad. Here the Republicans have the House, they have the Senate, and they have the presidency. And they're still working for the Democrats. Trump wanted a wall built, and Match McConnell wouldn't give him the money to do it, and neither would Paul Rhino. Trump is really, I said when he first got elected, they ought to change his theme song to The Farmer in the Dell. And speaking of farmers, don't worry about the pork, boys. We're going to find you new customers. Yeah. Oh, and China just announced they're recalling 50 million fortune cookies. They're trying to get all of Hillary's emails back. Yeah. But we know that the sanctions are going to hurt the farmers in Idaho. Is it Iowa? The pig farmers. And I saw those pigs. There's some nice-looking pigs there. And maybe we got to cut a deal with the Philippines or Africa. And I know we can't cut a deal with pork in the Middle East, but we can surely find new customers to take the place of the Chinese. We're not going to let anybody hurt our farmers. And Trump is definitely not going to let anybody. Trump might have the biggest pig farm in the country. He's not going to let anybody get hurt. He's the president of all America. It's really, there's a national anthem that the Irish sing. It's called the Irish National Anthem. And when they sing the words, you could almost take the words Ireland out and insert our land. And you would love the song. If you heard it, you would love it. Tonight we man the barn well. Come woe or hell, mid cannons roar and rifles peal, we will sing you a soldier's song. It's very good. It's very inspirational. And they have another one called The Nation Once Again. And that's the one they should play for Trump, because he's trying to make us a nation once again. And the Bolsheviks want to balkanize us. They want to split us up. But if you want to know their real intentions and what they're truly all about, all you have to do is look at the presidential nominees for the Democrat Party of Death to Little Children and listen to the roll call. Are you ready for the roll call? Hillary Clinton and Bernie the Bolshevik. That's all the candidates. Could we have names of all of the Afro-American candidates? No, there are no names. There's nobody qualified. How about the Latinos? Can we have the names of the Latino candidates? No, there are no Latinos. There was nobody qualified. How about Oriental names? Can we have the names of the Orientals who are candidates for the Democrat presidency of the United States? No, there's no Orientals. Okay, what about the Republican side? What do you want? You want a Greek? You want a Sikh? What do you want? You want a Latino? You want an African-American? What do you want? We got 17 names here. And the Democrat Party of Death to Little Children only had two. And Bernie was paid off not to go to the convention. He said, I'm going to fight for you guys. All of the Berners who went with Bernie, so I'm going to fight for you guys on the convention floor. And they said, go, Bernie, go. And he got to the door and he says, I'm not going in. I just got $625,000 under the table. And I'm buying a third socialist home. But fight on, boys. Fight on. I'm with you. And that's what happened, folks. Of course, I can't prove it. But I can play the alleged game just like they do. Everything is alleged. So, having said that, I'm paying a tribute to Donald Trump. He's the only guy that works in Washington. He works day and night. The guy sleeps 4 hours. And he's out there, and he's working for all the American people. All the American people. Not for George Soros' special interest groups. Do you know the background of George Soros? George Soros was from a Jewish family in Poland, and in Hungary, I'm sorry, in Hungary. I'm pretty sure it was Hungary. And his father paid a Catholic family to hide him. And he got a job with the Gestapo. He got a job with the Gestapo. And you know what his job was? He cataloged all the artifacts that were confiscated by Jews going to the gas chamber. And the interviewer, this was a live interview. You could probably Google it on YouTube and see it. The interviewer said, "How did you feel about that?" And you know what his answer was? Somebody had to do it. And then he broke into a little guffaw laugh. And the interviewer said, "What's so funny?" And he said, "I can't tell you. I know why he couldn't tell. You know why he couldn't tell. Yeah, because it was deadly." Anyway, so George Soros may be behind this invasion caravan that's coming up to challenge Trump, and that's all it is. It's a communist stunt. You know what an example of a communist stunt is? A guy that's wearing a Trump T-shirt that says makes an ethnic slur that says the N-word, and it turns out he's not a pro-Trumper. He's not a Trumpeteer. He's a Democrat communist. And that's called a Democrat communist stunt. And they pull them all the time. They love to play the race card. But there was nobody from the race on the presidential platform. There was only Hillary and Bernie who took the money and ran. Yeah. Unbelievable. We'll go to another tune. And don't forget, Trump is looking out for you. He doesn't take a salary. And the communists will curse him for being a capitalist. But the number one step on the road to communism is capitalism, because they need the money to finance the revolution. And then it's organize, mobilize, and revolution. And now they got your kids. I didn't send my kid to college to learn to be a communist. And now you see that people are turning to trade schools. I know a relative of mine, an indirect relative on my wife's side. He has two beautiful daughters. He's down in Florida. So the kids are going to school, to grammar school. So he goes into the school, and I think he sits in on a classroom, and then he takes his two daughters out of the free school, and he gets an extra job, and he puts them in Catholic school 60 miles away. He drives them to school every day because he wants God and country and not the communist version. And that's his sacrifice for his children. I had a customer come in, an Italian guy from the other side. And he goes, "Yeah, my daughter, she goes to public school. And she comes home." I said, "Where's your homework?" She says, "Oh, no, we don't have any homework. We do it in school." The next day, she was in St. Joseph by the Sea getting her homework assignment. And you can't fool Papa. So what we do need is vouchers. The war cry for the Christians should be vouchers, vouchers. Why should you have to pay two tuitions, one to support communism and one to give your children the Ten Commandment knowledge? Vouchers, vouchers is the answer. We're going to go to a tune, and we're going to dedicate it to the gospel blacks who love Jesus and do not accept a moment of silence as a prayer substitute. They shout it from the highest mountains: Jesus Christ is King. And gospel blacks are the backbone of the black community. Hallelujah.
Yeah. do the same for you. I hope he will. If you let him in your heart. Oh, happy day.
Here's something that you're too young to remember. After World War II, we had the largest merchant marine fleet in the world. We had so many ships, we were lending them to other countries. The Brits could not have survived without our ships. Roosevelt created a Lend-Lease Pact to help them continue to rule Britannia. Britannia rules the waves. That used to be their anthem. Britain never, never shall be slaves. But I can remember as a young guy going up the Hudson River from New York and from the city and seeing ships tied up, about maybe seven ships across in the Hudson River. And they went for as far as the eye could see. And they were grain ships. They were packed with grain. That's how much we produced to fight World War II. I would say in the 50s, by the middle 50s, middle to the end of the 50s, the merchant marine was no more. Who's gone? China, I believe, has the biggest merchant marine fleet now. So, little by little, over time, America's had its knees cut out from under them. There's a, when I was in the Middle East, a guy told me a story. Are you familiar with Mack Truck? Mack Truck was the number one truck in the Middle East early on, late 50s, early 60s. It was called Muck Truck. And Mercedes came in and knocked them out of the box. And you know how they knocked them out of the box? They've made a universal filter for their trucks, an oil filter. And then they distributed the oil filter in every bucala, every grocery store throughout the Middle East. So wherever that Mack truck was or that Mercedes truck was, they had access to an oil filter. And that's what made them more popular. A little simple thing like that. We didn't see it, and the competition did see it. Now along comes Caterpillar, number one in the Middle East, and a Japanese company named Komatsu goes out and does a field survey, and they find out, they take the models of the Caterpillars and how much they cost in the market, and they come in with Komatsu at half the price. And the Japanese government is subsidizing the loss. And eventually, they get a foothold. And now, Caterpillar sells half of what it used to sell. And that's happening to us here in the United States with China. And I can remember being in my office and two guys who were selling goods, and they were selling Chinese goods. And they were showing me the difference in the price. And the price was half. So what are you going to do? When I first went into business, I was selling in the automotive parts business. A guy came to the counter for a bearing. And I gave him the bearing, and he took it, and he threw it at me. He says, "Don't give me this Japanese crap." And he was right. And that was the beginning of the end of bearing production in the United States. So we have been unfairly competed against in our own country, and the worst enemy is the American consumer, because he's going to go for the price. And you can understand that. But you know what? Today, we can start to produce the stuff that China is producing. Look in your pocket. You got a pen, you got a comb, you got a toothbrush. It's all made in China. Why, you don't think that a mom and pop, two people, could open up a factory to produce combs and be competitive? We got to start taking care of ourselves. We got to start cutting our own throats. Stop cutting our own throats. And we got to buy American. And the two guys that were lecturing me, selling me Chinese goods and lecturing me on buying American, both had Japanese cars. One had a Datsun and the other had a Honda. And they bragged about how great they were. And they were. They came and taught us that we had to stop making planned obsolescence because the Hondas and the Datsuns were lasting forever. But I got to tell you one thing about American entrepreneurs that most people don't know. You can go to the Middle East, and the most Middle East businessmen are not creative or innovative. They can only copy. And they'll say, I want to get this filter company, and I want the best price. And then you tell them, well, that filter company's already represented here, and nobody is going to have a better price than the filter company's representative in your country. They don't want to hear that. They can only win on beating the They can only win on price. They can't win on quality. They can't win on anything else. They don't have creativity. Creativity is an American gift. And that's why the Chinese are stealing our secrets. And who is giving them? Americans. Americans are selling us out. The story about Chinese technology for space goes back to a New York manufacturer who used to make parking meters for the city. And he gave the Chinese American technology because their missiles were crashing. And he gave them a leg up. Why did he do it? He did it for money. And we are no longer a national country. We don't look out for each other. Even the big corporations, they don't look out for us. They're looking out internationally. And the New World Order is a communist movement. And we got to take care of ourselves. And we got to build. We got 300 million people in this country, not counting the 30 million illegals. They tell you it's 11. There's 11 in Hillary's house. There's 30 million illegals here, folks. Don't buy the 11 number. And don't buy polls. The only polls to trust are mine, Stasha and Wanda. And Stasha and Wanda say it's Trump all the way. And if it wasn't for Trump, we'd be in worse shape now than ever. Obama left us a mess, and Trump will tell you he's got a mess on his hands. Obama was not an American president. And the New World Order can go scratch. America first, and that's what we got to do. We got to look out for our farmers in Iowa and make sure that they get all the pig sales they need. We got to look out for the corn growers. We got to look out for all the food growers in this country. We got to look out for ourselves. We got to look out for each other. We got to bring the word brother back. American brother. So let me take a break and we'll give you a tune. And the next tune I'm dedicating to all the Latino families who came here legally and waited in line. And who loved their families and loved Cristo Rey. They, under the persecution that took place in Mexico by a communist-like party, Christ was banned from the country of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Priests were hunted down and killed. And their dying words of the Catholic population was Viva Cristo Rey, long live Christ the King, from the lips of peasants and poor people. And that's who builds churches. And it's not ones in fancy robes. It is the servants of Christ. One brick at a time, they build cathedrals. Next tune is dedicated to the troops, border guards, police departments, all who serve this country. And it's called Above All. It is for those who have fallen for us. From the Revolutionary War to today. Those who took a bullet so that you and I could live to complain about secondhand smoke. The name of the tune is Above All. And it is dedicated to Latinos and the gringos. You took the fall and thought of me above all. You ever see when the blacks accuse a conservative black of being an Uncle Tom? Did you ever read the story of Uncle Tom? Uncle Tom was a big, strong slave. And the punishment for not picking a full bag of cotton was a whipping, a horse whipping. And a frail black slave girl was too weak to fill the bag, and she was going to be whipped to death. and Uncle Tom gave her his full bag and turned in the half-empty one. And for this, he got a whipping. That is Christ-like. So when somebody calls you an Uncle Tom, it's a compliment. The name of the tune is Above All. It's dedicated to all who serve God and country. Let me add to that something that you don't know. Under 8 years of Obama, the casualties that took place in Afghanistan were covered up by the Democrat Party and the communist media. You don't know of one person who died under Obama unless it was the CH-47 chopper crash, okay, which they couldn't hide, which was covered up also. Unbelievable. But what you don't know is that Obama paid the Iranians to kill Americans. If you're at war with somebody, you don't run over to their side and give them $157 billion to kill Americans. And that's what he did. You don't know of one American who died under Obama, except for the one they couldn't hide. But they hid the murder of 1,700 GIs under Obama. They hid the body shredding of 17,000 GIs in Afghanistan under Obama. And the complicit press, communist press, helped them. You ever see these press meetings? It's all the same. Everybody's got the same rehearsed questions. They all put their heads together. They're not getting information for the people. They're trying to take down the president because he's their enemy. The truth is their enemy. Obama flew $1.5 billion in cash overnight into Iran to kill American troops. All of those GIs who died or were wounded, their bodies were shredded by Iranian copper lugs packed into Iranian IEDs. And Obama gave them money to continue the murder. It is really sad. And you don't know about one. And you know why you don't know about one? Because the Democrats, in collusion with the communist media, categorized the GIs under Obama as NATO troops, not American troops, NATO troops. Everybody thinks they're buried in Holland. But those 1,700 bodies and 17,000 wounded all came back to the States quietly. And the media said they were NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came, and later will never come. And never forget that those who take your guns away intend to kill you. So here's the tune dedicated to two Latinos who serve this country, and to all Americans who love God and country. So he gave $1.5 billion in cash overnight, faster than a Benghazi rescue, which never came. They didn't want live witnesses to their cowardice. They never should have went into Libya in the first place. Who authorized that invasion of Libya? Congress didn't, and the Congress said nothing. There's only two parties in America today, the Trumpeteers and the Democamos. That's all. There is no Republican Party. That's the go-along-to-get-along party. It's Trumpeteers, frontline troops. So, having said that, then Obama gave them $157 billion to build missiles. You think they bought Persian rugs and pistachios with the money? You're going to get that $157 billion back, just like the Third Avenue well in World War II, from the Japanese. God help us.
Right. touch the fall.
Oh, help me.
And thought it'd be.
We're closing our show, and just to give you a current event recap, this president is standing all alone, and he's fighting two parties, and he's fighting a lot of subtle sabotage, and all he wants to do is help this country be greater than ever before. And who can fault them for that? And I honestly believe those who take your guns away intend to kill you. That the reason that we are still free, and not as free as we think we are, is because of the second amen. The second amen protects the first amen. And you don't want your name on an arrest warrant list because you have a gun. And what are they going to do? They're going to take your guns away first, and then they're going to take you away? Who won't be able to defend himself or herself? Those who divide us will destroy us. And the communists never stopped the fighting. The State Department, I don't trust. They've been infiltrated since World War II. Now we've lost the FBI and the DOJ, the EPA, and who are you going to send to investigate Hillary's chicaneries when it comes to money payoffs? You going to send the IRS? The same IRS that went after Christians? And wouldn't give them 501c status, but gave it to KGB agents? You got to have some quick solutions. I wouldn't be opposed to two candidates for every seat from one party. I am tired of the lesser of two evil choices. And it's hard to find a good man or woman. So if there were two candidates, that would shake up the mix a little. So in closing, we're going to pay a tribute to our country and to the people who built it. They will tell you that the Empire State Building was built in a year. And today it takes 10 years to get a permit. But if you see pictures of the people waiting to get a job at the Empire State Building, they're standing across the street in a line, and they're waiting for somebody to fall off so they can go get his job. That was Depression times. And we've had a whole generation that fought and won World War II who came up on hard times. And they know the meaning of hard times. That's not our story. Our story is we're raising a generation of babies. 26 years old to be on your family insurance? Living in the basement waiting for a marijuana delivery? We're in trouble. And never forget, opioids are part of chemical warfare. And the communists from communist nations have been waging war, chemical warfare, on the U.S. since World War II. In 1929, Mao Zedong was growing poppies to kill Americans. When I grew up, there were only three drug abusers in my neighborhood, in my country: Hermann Göring,
Edgar Allan Poe. And who was the third one? Gene Krupa, the drummer who used to put cocaine in his carnation, in his boutonniere flower. Now today it's all over. We've been overrun. And drugs is chemical warfare. How are you going to hold off an invasion when you're high? Oh, I'll get there. I'll be at the front. You got any more stuff, man? We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And there's only two people that can help you. A good president and God. So we'll close the show. I'll find a tune to end with. And support your president, because he supports you.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may, to Blue Bayou, where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. And to be with some of my friends, maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, gonna stay on Blue Bayou, where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou. Come true on Blue.